Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Parenting in American culture has traditionally been a female endeavor, especially in the early years. Some of this, of course, is biology. Women are the ones who carry children through pregnancy, give birth to them, and nurse them in their earliest days and weeks. Dads tend to have a supporting role in this little family drama, sometimes being relegated to running errands, playing with kids, or cleaning up messes. In fact, there are lots of subtle messages to men that parenting is women's work. Pediatricians' offices and family resource centers often display photographs of mothers and children and have pastel-colored walls. The waiting rooms feature women's magazines. Sometimes mothers discourage fathers from being more involved by insisting that parenting be done a certain way, theirs. Dads may have their own way of dressing, feeding, entertaining, and talking to children. Sometimes moms don't feel comfortable with those ways and try to micromanage dad's parenting. The more dads are steered away from connecting with children in their own way, the less likely they are to get involved and stay involved with parenting. Sadly, the losers in this scenario are the children. Researchers have been telling us for decades that it's essential for fathers to be actively involved in their children's daily lives, not just by driving them places, changing diapers, or coaching sports teams, but by nurturing and snuggling them, helping with homework, and teaching life's important lessons. Research tells us that the better a mother and father get along, the more likely a dad is to be involved in parenting. When parents argue or criticize each other's parenting, fathers are less likely to spend time with children, and children are more likely to be aggressive, depressed, or withdrawn. Incidentally, this is also true of divorced parents. It turns out that single dads have healthier relationships with their children when mothers refrain from criticizing, trash-talking, or otherwise denigrating fathers. Mothers and fathers, moms and dads, even those who love and respect each other, often differ in the ways they approach discipline, school, and other issues. One California researcher, Dr. Kyle Pruitt, has found that fathers do parent differently than mothers, but not in ways that are worse for children. Fathers, Pruitt says, do not mother, they father. Dads tend to use humor more and use play differently. Fathers want to show kids what's going on outside their mother's arms, to get their kids ready for the outside world. They're more likely to encourage risk-taking and problem-solving, skills that prove to be important as children learn to be responsible and self-reliant. Children benefit from the skills and strengths each parent provides. Yes, kids can grow up healthy and happy with only a mom. But if your children are fortunate enough to have a loving dad nearby, why not invite him to be as involved as he can be? This isn't a gender issue, by the way. Daughters can connect with dads by hanging out, doing what dad does, in the same way that sons can spend time with mom doing whatever she does. What matters is connection. Lots of time spent talking, listening, playing, and laughing. If you're a father, that's both an obligation and an opportunity. Make spending time with your children a priority in your day and see what happens. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.